Am I really too young? I picked up my round, bright pumpkin as I stepped outside. I felt the cold breeze cover me as I saw a blanket of color painting the entire floor. Ah, October at last, I said happily as I met my sister on the lush green grass in my front yard and we put our pumpkins in front of us. My body was filling with excited feelings. Okay, Noor, my sister said, you'll carve your pumpkin and I'll carve mine. But you can't use a fancy knife. You're way too young. You're only 4. This made me feel so depressed because I was obsessing over being a grown-up and stuff. I thought I was old enough, so I scurried over to the keen, sharp, and fancy knife. I touched it, felt it, and then I picked it up. Wow, I couldn't believe how much happiness could come out of picking up a little knife. I felt like I'd picked up the most important thing in the world, or even better, a cookie. Then I walked over to my pumpkin. I felt the damp, moist outside make my hand cold as I picked it up. Then I thought, I don't want a normal pumpkin. I want a unique one, a peculiar one. I started cutting a zigzag line, a really rough one. I cut, and I cut, and cut, and owie, ow, ow, my thumb! I looked down as I saw a big red line highlighting my thumb. I watched it go bigger, bigger, and bigger. But as I looked down at my thumb, it only pained more, to the point where it was throbbing. Then a thought struck me. I remembered my sister saying, you can't use a fancy knife. You're too young. Was I really too young? Wow. Well, if I was, I couldn't let her know that she was right. I stepped inside and ran upstairs, standing my feet on the ground. I put a bandage on my thumb and rolled it around. I felt the warmth of the soft bandage hugging my thumb as I walked into my sister's room. I felt wind on my face because I quickly opened the door, creating a big breeze. And then I saw her sleeping. What? Wake up, I screamed frantically. How could you be sleeping? You said you were going inside to get something, I continued. Then my sister started. Yeah, I came inside to get a good nap, but that's not the reason. I just forgot, she said calmly and sleepily. I'm really sorry. Why don't we go downstairs now and carve your pumpkins? As she was talking, I was chanting, please don't notice, in my head, and then it happened. Hey, Noor, what's on your thumb? She exclaimed. Oh, nothing, I replied suspiciously. Yeah, right, tell me what happened, she continued. Okay, I began telling words, pouring out of my mouth like a waterfall of words. Once I finished, I thought, and I asked, are you mad at me? And then she looked confused. Why would I be mad at you? She asked back. No reason, I said, as I rushed out of her room. I could hear my sister mumbling, what, under her breath, but I didn't care. I just knew that I shouldn't try to be older when I'm just young enough. Maybe being 4 wasn't that bad.